From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is raising concerns about two more ballistic missile tests Iran launched Wednesday. U.S. spokesman John Kirby responded during a news briefing.
If they are confirmed, if they're true, as I said yesterday, we'll take up the appropriate action inside the U.N., but I don't want to convey the impression that we are only looking at multilateral or U.N. possibilities in terms of measures to deal with it.
Kirby said that Secretary of State John Kerry raised the issue during a phone conversation Wednesday with Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif. The missiles reportedly were fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range into the Sea of Oman. At the same time, the White House says Iran is committed to helping U.S. authorities find missing American Robert Levinson, who disappeared in Iran in 2007. Spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. takes Iran's promise seriously and is holding the Iranians to it.
The reason their cooperation is important is the last time that Mr. Levinson was seen, he was in Iran. And so we've got some pretty pointed questions that we're asking the Iranians about what they may know about his current whereabouts.
The U.S. has offered a $5 million reward for information leading to Levinson's return. The former U.S. federal law enforcement agent was reportedly arrested by security services, but authorities say they have no trace of him. U.S. military officials are denying that U.S. forces saw any ground action in a raid targeting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia Wednesday. They say while U.S. helicopters were used in the raid in the town of Oghegle, U.S. personnel did not participate. The chief of police in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region says forces in the raid killed 15 militants and took six into custody. He told VOA that senior al-Shabaab officials have been meeting in the town to organize militia for attacks against Somali and African Union forces. This is VOA News. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura says substantive talks on a political transition in Syria are expected to get underway Monday and will not last beyond March 24.
The substantive, deeper part of it, after the first preparation, will be on Monday, God willing, the 14th. They will last not beyond the 24th. We believe that having a timetable and a time limit is healthy for everyone.
He made the comments in Geneva as the second round of proximity talks between the Syrian government and opposition formally opened Wednesday, although the key players had not yet arrived. The envoy said this round will focus on new governance, constitution, and elections. South Korea's military says North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea, apparently a response to continuing military exercises by U.S. and South Korean forces. Pyongyang may also be reacting to last week's action by the U.N. Security Council to impose tough new sanctions following the North's recent nuclear test and long-range rocket launch. A Japanese court has ordered a power company to shut down a nuclear reactor, a decision that stymies Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's effort to restore nuclear power to the country for the first time since the 2011 Fukushima nuclear plant disaster. Temple University professor Jeff Kingston said the Otsu District Court issued an injunction against Kansai Electric involving its number 3 and number 4 reactors at its Takahama nuclear power plant west of Tokyo.
The judge drew attention to problems that he identified in terms of emergency countermeasures and the fact that all of the hosting communities of nuclear power plants have yet to actually conduct emergency evacuation drills.
Kansai said it will begin shutdown procedures Thursday after reactors were restarted back in January, but vowed to appeal the ruling. Friday is the fifth anniversary of the massive earthquake and tsunami that sparked the Fukushima disaster. Thousands of trade union members walked off the job Wednesday in a dispute over restructuring at Nigeria's state oil firm NNPC. The company has long been accused of inefficiency and corruption. President Muhammadu Buhari has made reform of the oil sector, the main source of revenue, a top priority. The International Monetary Fund warned Wednesday that Zimbabwe needs urgent reform and fiscal discipline if it wishes to revive its economy. The economy took a nosedive since imposition of a controversial program that resulted in the seizure of land from white farmers for redistribution. Protesters rallied in the Zimbabwean capital Harare Wednesday to mark the one-year anniversary since the mysterious abduction of newspaper reporter Itai Dzamara, kidnapped by unknown assailants. The government denied any responsibility. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.